Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. My name is Caroline Crystal Hart, founder of Crystal Hart Psychics, and I'm with my co-host, Joni Eisinger of Joni's White Light Healing. Hi, Joni. How are you today?
I am fine. How are you, Caroline?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Just before Christmas, this is our last show of the year, so we will do what we can to get around to everyone, won't we, Joni?
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
well, let's turn the tables. Would people like to know about you, I bet? Please share so people know. Yes, how did you come to be able to do these things, and how can they find you?
Yeah, and for those who've just joined us or don't know what we are like, we do have a sense of humor. We've known each other for 9 years now, and we are good friends outside of this. So, and I always, and Joni always does the introduction, hence why she's just turned the tables on me, which has thrown me. However, I don't mind. I don't mind.
It's April Fool's. It's a St. Patty's leprechaun. Please share.
Okay, so I'm Caroline Crystal Hart. I'm founder of Crystal Hart Psychics, which is a telephone psychic company where I have readers online ready to take your call. We take calls via credit card, or in the UK, we actually have premium lines as well. However, so how I got into this in about 2003, my horse got sick. I would walk into his stable and my hands would start getting hot and I didn't know what it was. However, but I did know if I put my hands on him, it might make him feel better. And this is how it all started. During that time, and it's very difficult to tell this story, however, it was a long time ago. I remember thinking, my ex-husband worked away for a long time, and I remember thinking, oh, with all the time we spend apart, he could be having an affair. The biggest gut roll ever happened that it ever had, and obviously that was my intuition saying you're right. However, we had been together 18 years. I decided to listen to my logic and say, don't be so silly, this wouldn't happen to you. But for two of those years I actually had that nagging doubt, and it did actually came to fruition when he announced he was leaving and something said to me, look in the suitcase, and there it was, card saying, you know, thank you for the weekend in Paris. I can't tell you what my reaction was after that. However, I did actually realize that, you know, obviously something was telling me. And also the night of that situation, I remember feeling someone hugging me, feeling sort of someone brushing the top of my head, and I felt comforted. And again, I still didn't know what it was. So in my quest for knowledge, because obviously I'm a very logical and technical person normally, I decided to actually phone some psychics, and that's how I ended up becoming a telephone psychic. I actually came across a lady who said, did you know you're a healer? And I was like, no. So at that point, I went on a quest, and I really did have a thirst for knowledge, and it's very much a dark night of the soul where all of your beliefs go topsy-turvy. Everything that you thought you believed isn't the case anymore. So you end up questioning a lot. But during that time, I did my life coaching. So I'm an NLP practitioner. I'm a qualified timeline therapist, hypnotherapist, Reiki master teacher. I'm also a Sekhem master teacher. Obviously, I'm an animal communicator as well. And also a spiritual practitioner. So I went on this quest with this thirst of knowledge, but I also was very what I would call fast track. The first course I ever went on, I was actually with people that had been doing this stuff for 20 years. So it was a little bit of a shock to the system to me. So I totally understand when people say, oh, I don't believe in that, or I'm not sure, because I've been that person. I have actually been that person. When I finally plucked up the courage and told my family, because again, my father wasn't very approving of this kind of thing. My mother pipes up and says, oh, it's four generations deep in the family. So I kind of wish I'd known that before. However, that was a huge learning curve. A lot of my guides came in, a lot of my healing abilities. There was times where I was doing stuff and I was very ungrounded. So for me, it's very much about learning from that experience. I helped a lot of people during that time. But what I did learn is to be connected, but to be grounded at the same time. Because if you haven't got the grounding, then you're not connected. You might be connected to upwards, but not to the ground. So then you can't move forward. So that's when manifestation can go quite wrong, is all I'll say to you. You can wish for things and they can come very quickly, but they don't last long. So again, I learned a lot through that experience. But not only that, then 2006, obviously I went through my divorce, I started my courses. And I started doing psychic readings over the telephone around 2008. And it was, you know, a company that I used to work for. I phoned up. They said, give me a reading. I'm 20,000 readings later, 15 years later, you know, and I see clients either via Skype or Facebook Messenger. And obviously I speak to people over the phone. I see people face to face. And I set up Crystal Hart Psychics in 2013. So that's me, really. So, yes, and I would just say I am a psychic medium and a healer. I channel, basically, I see things in symbolization form, and it is like I get pictures in my head. So that is me. And then back to you, Joni.
Well, I want to know you.
What do you mean you want to
know
me?
Your CV is very impressive. I adore that you're having gone through adversity, that you rolled with it, and that you have that anyway. That's who you are. But the sticking with the intuition, as well as allowing the comfort from the divine ones to carry you forward, it's a testament to your fortitude.
The guidance was phenomenal. You know, there was lots of things that was there, and there was lots of signs that say, this is your path, don't go down that one.
Right.
And it is amazing if you learn to listen, where you can be guided. And I do, and I will say this, and I'm sure, you know, out of adversity, I decided that I could help other people with what I'd been through. Out of adversity, I learned that I had a gift, which I love. Out of adversity, in that I've utilized that and helped a lot of people along their pathway. And I'm really proud of that. And that is what Crystal Hearts is set up for. So, yeah.
Beautiful. Well, I found you on LinkedIn, and I followed my guidance. I got to know her. I want to know her. And I think you had shared in other radio shows that you normally don't do that, but you did.
Yep.
And I was fast-tracked as well. I'm originally from Long Island. I now live in New Jersey. I was brought up as an observant, religious, reformed Jew, the most liberal of the denominations. My dad's a Holocaust survivor. And I had medical problems since 1 year old. I was hospitalized on my first birthday. And just facing adversity, whether it's medical, emotional, and I became a social worker, conventionally trained, worked with drug addicts, alcoholics, as well as the mentally ill. And between personally being connected with the top doctors, I had a doctor for every body part, as well as working closely with psychiatrists in my workspace. Everything was about the observable and reportable, except for God, which was my faith, and God was unobservable, unreportable, and I did believe in something outside of myself. Around 2003, 2004, 2005, I had a dark night of the soul. I was chemically sensitive and homebound, couldn't open up windows or doors, couldn't take any medicine, and at one point I could only eat two foods, and I was dying. And I went on an international message board with folks who had MCS, multiple chemical sensitivities. I knew that I wasn't crazy. I had watched the progression of allergies and sensitivities from childhood through adulthood. And I went on a spiritual journey when someone on this message board recommended I see an integrative doc, and that doc recommended me to an energy practitioner. He told me, he started healing me both in person and remotely with energy medicine, totally outside of my paradigm, but it was time. It was time to break out of the conventional paradigm and go into this. And I started reading spiritual books only of the light. And as he was healing me, I was having an awakening. I realized that he was saving my life, and I thought if he died one day, I'd be dead the next, so I better do something. I put my hands on either side of my son's chest when he had difficulty breathing from reactive airways, and he stopped coughing. I started doing remote healing with my son as well. People started saying that they lost departed ones and pets. I started channeling, light and deep trance channeling, and then it went on, seeing into bodies and the animal communication, and it just went on. I don't want to, you know, take time out here, but it was the fast tracking. I have not been trained. I have been gifted via direct connect with the highest of Christ light, meaning the enlightened ones. I have been doing this professionally since 2010. I love my job. I left the field of social work. I did leave traditional religion. I embraced the concept of unity consciousness, meaning we are all one. I believe we are all part of the oneness. We are all God sparks that are having a fantastic experience learning for soul growth opportunity. And so here Caroline and I are, we tag team, we very much enjoy assisting, and that folks who have called in before know that if they're looking for something and we identify a block, sure enough, it's going to be a healing involved. And,
Absolutely. We
hope you have a glass of water by you. It would help flush negative energies through the physical body. As Caroline said, she and I have good senses of humor, and yeah, our guides do too as well. They can get cheeky, and we are not doom and gloom. If you ever encounter a healer, a psychic, a medium who says, whoa, and puts fear into you, erase and delete. And if they say that you have negative energies on you and they want your money, walk away. There are charlatans.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And there are ones who think this is normal, yet it is not normal. They might think, well, since I have a gift and it's not I, it's someone else, it must be holy. Yet it means they're pulling from negative energies, or they have entities within, or both. So that's my earful. Caroline, let's do this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Okay. So the way this will work, for those who haven't heard of us before, I will read the last three digits of your number, and then I'll ask who you are and where you're from. And we do try and limit it to one question. And the simple reason for that is we are only on for an hour and 30 minutes now. And obviously we're trying to get through as many people as we can, but obviously we won't cut people short just because we will try our best, but we will ensure that, you know, we try and get through everyone as well. Right. So I'm going on to 298, and I just want to ask who you are and where you are. Hello. Hi. Speaking to Caroline and Jenny.
Hi. This is Bryn in Encinitas, California.
Hi Bryn.
Hi, John. Hi, Caroline. So I have a question. I want to know from the guides if I feel I've been off track for a while, and I'm just wondering if I'm getting on track, or what do I need to do to get back on track? I feel kind of energetically unbalanced and needing to know going.
Okay.
May I ask before Caroline goes, may I just ask, were you in Florida and you moved to California?
No, I visited Florida, but I'm just working in California doing house sitting, but I live in New York City.
Okay, so I got confused about a Florida call. I thought you had moved there. Okay, you were visiting.
We spoke to Brit in September, Joni, just to let you know.
Right, I know, and I know that New York was the base, but I could have sworn you would move. I'm wrong, so go, Caroline, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's all right. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
You go.
I'm doing about this. Okay.
You can turn
right,
the table.
Right,
hi,
Bryn. Yes. So we spoke to you last time, and I think you, hi. We did speak to you last time, and I did, you know, you were, I think you were undecided at the time about what you wanted. Does that make sense?
Yeah, kind of juggling certain things around and switching back and forth. And,
Okay. So this is a message I'm getting from my guys, because actually what they've done is they've shown me a picture, and obviously they're being Christmassy, so apologize. But they're actually showing me a Christmas tree with lots of presents swirling around, and you're standing in the middle, and you kind of don't know which one to pick. So if I was to go with the tarot cards, I'd actually say this was like the Seven of Cups. So you've got choices. And I think at the moment that what they're saying to me is these choices are almost disorientating. And the first thing I got as soon as you started speaking is, I need to ask you this question, when did you last meditate?
Oh, today I've been meditating.
Today.
Yeah.
And what guidance have you had recently? Because I just think you've got so many ideas coming through to you right now. This is what my guides are saying. And this is how I'm, you know how fast I'm talking right now? This is how your brain is.
Yeah.
So it's like it's 200 miles an hour, and they're kind of like going slow down, take a breath, you know, and then start organizing. Because this is the thing, I think what's happening is your guides, and you have had a different energy coming in, by the way, because I'm being told that there seems to be a change of guide or another guide coming in And I think you felt their energy and you found that really disorientating. Does that make sense? This is you switching up a gear. Yeah. And this is what I'm being told. This is you switching up a gear, right? But what I'm also being told is you've got lots of ideas, but nothing as a deep foundation. Does that make sense to you?
So is this about you
developing your practice or developing your spiritual awareness, or it's about you doing something? Is this like your pathway career-wise?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, because they're showing me workshops. And I think what's happened is you're kind of picking all these cherries from the tree, but nothing's happening with them. Does that make sense? It's like sometimes I have things, like I sign up to 10 courses and I don't complete them all, you know?
Yeah, I'm not in any course at the moment.
So I kind of feel it's like they're saying to me, get your priorities in order, get your house in order, work out what you need to do first. So instead of sort of going, I'll do a bit of that today, I'll do a bit of that tomorrow, focus. They really want you, they're asking me to get you to focus on what your first priority is. So if I was to say to you right now, so I'm just going to do something with you really quickly. So if I was to say to you right now, without any thought, what's the first priority in your head? Don't think.
Nothing's coming though. Nothing really is coming. I'm not even thinking of anything. I don't know. I just balance, I guess.
Yeah. So I think let's get your energy balanced. Right, let's do that. And then obviously as soon as we've done that, then I'll hand you to Joni, because once we've balanced your energy, we might actually get a bit, you know, sort of more grounded, you know, sort of spiritual guidance, shall we say. Okay. So I just want you to close your eyes a second, okay? And I'm being told to visualize a bubble around you. So I actually am visualizing green and yellows coming round. Okay. And just breathe in through the nose. And out through the mouth. I also want you to say inside, I forgive myself. Say inside, I release any negative energy that I've accumulated right now. Just release that. Visualize some white light coming towards you and just to release that right now. You might feel a touch in your heart chakra. That's totally fine. That's just letting you go. All the negative energy surrounding you disappear. Anyone that has caused any pain or hurt inside of you right now, any negative energy being sent towards you, around you, from past, present and future, across all lifetimes, across all galaxies, let it be removed right now. And just breathe. There you go, there's a cough, and just make sure you have that water. Okay. Yeah. Now if I was to say, do you know where to step forward to, how do you feel?
I feel lighter. I feel a lot lighter,
Okay. And I do feel that, you know, this muzziness that you've had in your brain, it's like you've thought of too many things and then got anxious about it. So this is the thing, this is about you slowing down, taking a step back, taking a deep breath and just working out where you want to go. Okay. But I'm actually seeing sort of like this. The first thing that is coming to me is workshops. However, what I'm actually going to do now is pass you to Joni, okay? Because I don't want to hold the whole call.
Okay. Thank you, Caroline. It's very helpful. Okay. Thanks so much. Yeah.
Okay. Next. Thank you, Caroline. I'm going to go in and see what's next. The tag team. Let's see.
Yes. Tag team. The miraculous tag team. Sorry.
That's what this is. Let's see. Have a sip of water, Bryn. Do you have any by you?
Let me get some. Hold on. Sorry.
Yeah, we're following. We're following you to get the water. So while you're getting it, there's some karma here, and I see you. I think you're on a boat, and you're being shuffled. You're in a prisoner line, and I see you're shackled. You're shackled, okay. And there's not much movement. I feel like it's the word I get is impotence. I feel that there's no movement. It's absolutely it's sedentary. You feel quote unquote pathetic. You join the ranks of the enemy, and you're told be quiet, and you're scolded a lot. In your life, were you scolded a lot?
Was I assaulted a lot?
No, scolded.
Scolded? A lot of scolded.
Scolded. Not really. No.
Okay.
No, I can't.
Okay.
I don't have many. Yeah.
So it's that other lifetime. So I see this. Let's see what you were learning. Straight, do your job. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. And feeling, if I do, then I'm pathetic. Let's see where that comes from. I'm going to keep going to the root of this. I think you lost an arm. I think it was a right arm.
Wow.
And that was, that was your tool. And without the arm, it was difficult. That was the impotence. That was the pathetic.
Right.
Let's see what you were working on. Grabbing, you were hasty. You made hasty decisions. Without an arm, you sure can't grab hastily, can you?
No, right.
To learn about impulsivity. So do you see the irony? You're not
You're breaking up a bit. You're breaking up
I know. I'm hearing this. There's so much technical. Do you hear? I know. This has been going on. I'm on my mobile, but it's been it happened with Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you, John.
Yeah. The irony or the paradox is that you were hasty and impulsive there and grabby, and then you lost the arm. It was part of the plan, the pre-birth plan. Well, let's see if we can teach him about impulsivity. And in this lifetime, you're not impulsive. You're actually you're stuck.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I don't get very impulsive.
Paradox? It's the paradox.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah.
get rid of negative karma, because I can't do anything. I don't have the arm.
Right.
I can't make any hasty decisions because I could be scolded.
Wow.
And I don't have the right arm. I don't have the tool necessary to get what I need.
Wow.
Look at all that.
That's like confinement.
Basically, you're not going much. You can't even grab anything off the shelf at the store. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, that negative karma incurred. Your conclusion at the passing when you lost your arm, well, I basically, even if I straighten up and fly right, I can't do it. I don't have the tools, and I'm pathetic. And anything that would lead you here to be stuck, forgive yourself. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, they say he's ready. Forgive him, her, everyone, everything, including your arm. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness, and thank God for these life lessons. Tingling. Do you feel tingling now?
I feel a very subtle shift at the moment, like somewhat tingling. I could say that. It feels like something is lifted. Something
Your arm
is, lifted.
Is coming back. Your arm is being, there's a rejuvenation of arm, and there's the metaphor of you have what you need. Go forth. They're like saying, you know, like biblical, go forth.
Go forth.
And I feel like Caroline has been talking to many souls while this has been going on. There's an etheric chatting that she's been doing, assigning roles, assisting from here forward. Like now what I'd like for you to do. Now, mind you, you've given us permission. We don't do this without your permission. We don't block free will. So that's why it has occurred. And I see her having talked to different souls to line things up in terms of opportunities. And they say, seize the day.
Okay.
And if you seize the day, you've got a right arm to seize. but I don't believe, and Caroline said in the beginning, balance.
Balance.
So it's,
yes.
So it's from the hasty impulsive grab is one extreme. Then you went to the
right.
other, which is stuck.
Yeah.
And so the
right.
balance is what she identified at the beginning. So I believe that you'll see. And please let us
okay.
know.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Good.
Very interesting. I do feel, Joan, I do feel, as you're talking, I feel something going on in my right arm. Like it just feels some energy movement. Like I guess it's a tingling, yeah, in some way.
Yeah, there's repair. The constitution of your body is shifting because if you lose an arm, then the rest of the body is in balance, so the energy flow is off. Obviously,
yeah.
in a smile. This is for entertainment purposes only. Please see your healthcare professional if you've lost an arm, a leg, or anything.
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah. Have to say that. People are like, wait a minute. She's talking about amputation. She's not a doctor. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're okay, and bless you.
All
thank
right.
you for
All right. Thanks, Joan. Thank you, Caroline.
No, no problem. You take
good
care and have a good Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you. Happy New
take
Year.
Take care. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Right. Next caller is 668. Hi, you're talking to Caroline and Joni. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
My name is Barbara and I'm from Illinois.
Okay. How can we help?
Well, I have some serious health issues, and I don't know which way to go. I prefer energy healing work as opposed to any other therapy, so to speak. So I really need some help.
Okay, we send energy as well as we're doing the mental and emotional stuff. So I wouldn't worry about that because me and Joni are in control of both. So anyway, it's Joni, you go. Sorry.
Okay, so how long have you had medical problems?
Quite a while, Joni, quite a while.
And are they many, many? Like it would take up too much time to list?
Yeah, there's quite a few.
Okay, can I go in and see why you have them? And again, this is for entertainment purposes. Please see your healthcare professional. We do not aim to cure, blah, blah. And the disclaimer is on my website that takes care of all of this. So can I go
yes.
in? I'm going
yes.
in.
Yes.
Let's see. And may I ask, are you in your 40s, 50s, 60s?
60s.
Going in. Have you had trust issues?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty not knowing who to rely on, possibly even including yourself, that you're not sure whether you make okay decisions?
Yes.
So what I see here is that it's really important for you to work through this and start identifying your very, very good communication skills and work on self-trust, and that's going to then help you with trusting other people. The mistrust has created some type of a wavering energy in your body, like a little bit of nervous and a little bit of wavering, like I'm not sure, yes or no, maybe, on the fence, the back and forth. And it got your circulatory system strange and your head and arms and feet and just the neck bone connected to the leg bone and all around. I'm going to go in regarding where the mistrust came from. I'm going in. You were stranded on an island you were in some obscure location. You were offshore. You were abandoned. There was a wreck, and you could not for the life of you tell how far you were to the mainland. It was very, very scary. I believe down the road you were rescued a year later, but it was very tumultuous and scary. And I do see an alligator, and I don't know what reptiles have to do with you in your life, but I do see this is going to come to an end with fear of reptiles and amphibians. Let's see what you were working on. How can I navigate? Look at that. Look at that. How can I navigate? So it has to do with intuition and senses. And so you were traumatized, and you go to your passing, I have no ability to conquer things, and then it became projected out that other people were misleading you, and it had to do with internal navigation and other people misleading you, because you felt you couldn't lead yourself, so you thought, well, other people probably are misleading me. It's an inside job. Let's get rid of karma. Negative karma. You ready?
Yep.
Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, where you conclude at the end of the shipwreck, where you do end up rescued, though, you with the trauma, my navigation, in my internal GPS done, and therefore other people, they might not have a good GPS, so I can't trust them because they might not be able to guide me. I'm having trouble guiding myself. Why can they? And anything else that would lead you here to have the wavery, worry, mistrust, and hence medical issues. Forgive yourself. There we go. There you go. And I see you on the land now. I see you definitely holding onto a tree. You're definitely more solid. Forgive everyone, including and everything, including the boat that sunk. Everyone and everything's forgiveness. Thank God for these life lessons. God, meaning all of us, we're part of the oneness. And please sip water between now and when you go to sleep. It'll help flush negative energies through the physical body. This takes time. I feel like your body is very tender. And I believe that walking very slowly will help. It will start moving things. The fascia in your body is tender. I'm passing you on to Caroline. Please keep in touch. Let us know if there's any improvement. And happy holidays and happy new year. And I'm so glad you called.
Thank you, Joan.
You're welcome, honey pie.
Hi. Hi, Barbara. Right, I concur with everything that Joni has said. However, the thing that's coming up for me, and this is not necessarily physical ailments, do you suffer with quite a lot of anxiety?
No, I don't think so. I think about things a lot, but I don't really think about anxiety.
No, but do you worry a lot?
I can't say it's worry.
Okay, because it's the way that it's come out from my guidance is they're sort of saying that, again, and I don't want to sort of dismiss your physical issues that you have right now. However, I am of the belief set that some physical issues can be created by emotional. And the first thing that came into my head from my guides was that there's something that you have like a continuous internal dialogue where you are worried about a lot of things. So it kind of feels that, okay, you might not necessarily say you're stressed about it, but feels very much like there's a lot of internal anxiety where you think, am I okay? Is everything okay? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, but I have physical manifestation of lumps.
Right.
It is the same thing. It would be, we believe in healing world that emotions that are not released can create physical anomalies.
Because you know you can get stress bumps. And things like that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's kind of things like that. So, you know, I know when I'm particularly stressed, I get hives. And that is because even though I don't feel particularly stressed, my body is saying you are. And I think sometimes it's just recognizing that. So from my point of view, so what I am going to do, because obviously I am an energy worker, as you know, obviously Joni is too, and we both work with energy, is what I am going to do is provide some healing. So I think we can send you some energetic healing. But on top of that, I'm kind of going to do something to try and help you to relax your... They're saying to me something about autoimmune system. So I kind of feel this feedback is appalling. So I'm really sorry about this. This is obviously technical.
Is it a blog talk?
it is. It does seem to be Blog yeah. Talk. So I, you know, I'm going to come out of everything that I'm in just in case, so it's not distracting it. But I don't think it is. I think this is just generally Blog Talk. So yeah. I'm going to actually give you some healing, okay? And then obviously we're going to look at it from there and see how you feel. Does that make sense, Barbara?
Yes.
Okay, so what I want you to do is just close your eyes a second, okay? So are you sitting comfortably?
Yes.
Okay, and just take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And in through the nose and out through the mouth. And just feel yourself physically relaxing. So just visualize all the muscles and the tension in your body just draining away. Just visualize it like a fountain where everything's flowing away right now. Okay, and just imagine that fountain of water as it, all your emotions and your energy flowing away, any negative energy that's releasing. Okay. Now, as we're talking, I'm actually sending you pink light and indigo light. So this is about healing your aura, okay? And they have actually shown me as well a headache. So I don't know whether you suffer from headaches a lot, but they are actually giving me a headache as I'm doing this, okay? So I'm just going to release that right now. Wow. And I can feel the tension in your chest. Allow me to come into it. You might feel some warmth in your chest, and if you feel like some lumps in your throat, that's me. Okay, just breathe it out. Just keep breathing, just in through the nose and out through the mouth. And now they're giving me blue light as well. Okay, so I'm just sending you that gentle energy. And yeah, from your chest, just keep breathing that out. Okay. I'm going to do the forgiveness work because this is what we do on the show. So say inside, I forgive myself.
I didn't hear that.
Say inside, I forgive myself. I'll say the rest. You don't have to do anything on this one. I forgive
okay.
all those around me that have caused me harm. Anxiety, stress, and worry. I release all of this across all lifetimes, across all time and space. Release it right now. And just visualize a channel of white light coming through to and down to you. Okay, just feel that release. So how does that feel?
That feels better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did feel the knobs in my throat when you said that. I did.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So this is kind of what energy healing does. And like I said, both me and Tony do this. We don't work any differently. It's just that obviously we talk as we do, okay? And the forgiveness work is really important. So now you feel calmer. Now I'm going to ask you to visualize your skin. Just close your eyes again. Just visualize those lumps on their skin gradually disappearing. Okay. And if you do that on a daily basis, I do feel it's going to help. What they're saying to me is, well, it's that trick of, you know how you're feeling right now? I need you to come and meditate to that place more often. And I feel this will really help. Okay.
You said something about skin, and I didn't get it.
Okay, it was just to visualize, because you were saying you got lumps on your skin, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I didn't get it. I only got skin, that's all. Yes, I did.
Okay. So what, if you go into meditation or you do some relaxation like this, you can actually visualize those lumps on your skin and visualize them reducing inside, okay? Release any toxins that are creating it, okay? So you can ask your body to release any toxins creating those lumps right now, okay? Asking your body mm-hmm. to help you reduce. Now, the one thing I am, you know, I will say this before I say any more, is I am a doctor. I am an intuitive healer, and I will get what I get from my guides, but I'm not a doctor. They are saying it's to do with your lymph nodes. I think it's your lymphatic system is causing some issues. I don't know whether you're on tablets already, but it also feels that there is particularly some water problems. Does that make sense? So
it
they
is,
are
it's part of the lymphatic system.
Yeah. And the thing is, the thing with Reiki, and I'm going to say this to you, it would be worth looking at something along those lines, because all of the chakras in the Reiki healing system align with the lymphatic system. Okay? So it is worth actually trying to look at how to do self-healing. And I do feel that, so if you just take some time each day to do some meditation and some self-healing, and that's very much like you put your hands on your chest, you take your deep breath, even if you want to listen to a guided meditation from YouTube or anything like that, you can. This will help you immensely is what I'm being told, okay?
Mm-hmm. I do Reiki.
Yes, I know. And the thing is, you should know all this then, but it's very difficult to heal yourself. I do get that.
Yeah.
However, then we can say that's a limiting belief, because part of Reiki 1 is to do self-healing. So I feel that, you know, there has been a lot of toxins in your body, and this is what they're saying to me. And I feel it's where you've taken on negative energy. And they're actually showing me, like, visualizing a trash bin and saying, remember to empty the trash bin when you take other people's stuff on. Okay?
Okay.
I hope that's helped. Yeah. Make sure if ever you do a healing session or you're around someone that you feel that you've given healing to or you might have given your energy to, make sure you empty that trash bin afterwards.
Gotcha.
And that will help. Because we can take a lot of healing. Yeah.
Yeah, and I got to tell Joni, it's so funny, she said about a boat, because I've always said I would never get on a cruise ship because I'm afraid of water.
Oh,
okay. Well, you see, that's the past life.
Okay, so if you happen to listen another time, if you get on, please update us regarding your relationship with cruise ships and also the amphibians and the reptiles.
I didn't get the last part.
Amphibians and reptiles, because I think an alligator scared you very much. So I think that you might end up, I have no idea what it's going to be, but I feel like you're going to have a pleasant surprise. Or just, I don't know, maybe you'll see a little lizard or gecko or an alligator movie and you're just going to want to hug them.
Okay.
And just. Yeah, and just so you know, Barbara, my guides have also given me a picture of you in a swimming hat. So I think you might go and have some swimming lessons. So they are saying to me, face a lot of your fears.
Wow. Well,
this is
you
good.
You will be guided. You will be guided.
Very good.
Well, keep us informed. We hope that's helped. But honestly, we will need to go to our next corner now, but it's been wonderful to talk to you, Barbara.
I'm glad you called.
Thank you so much.
No,
happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, okay. We're on to the next corner now, 428. 428, who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hi, Carol and Joni. Thank you for taking my call. This is Cindy. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Cindy. How can we help?
Hi. I would love some insight regarding... I have a couple of people that have been kind of like harassing me, stalking me. One of them is an ex-boyfriend and then one of his buddies, which happens to live next door to me, which makes it very convenient for him. He's always in my business and trying to find out. So I've switched. My jobs have been sabotaged. I've got a new job. And they're aggressively trying to find out who I'm working for, and then they suddenly quit asking. And then I have a family member, a sister, that we've had issues before, and I don't really trust her, but she rents a mobile home on their farm next door to me. And she's really been acting. I'm not so sure she's not in a relationship with the guy, but they've been aggressively, like, sabotaging me. And...
Okay.
Financially and trying to, and I was wondering if you can see, is my sister just like knowing what's going on and looking the other way? Is she feeding them information? Is she intentionally sabotaging me? I mean, how far, I don't know how much to trust her, how far she's gone. You know, my nephew lives there, and I hate to, you know, totally step away from them at Christmas if they're not that far, you know, but if she's in that in depth.
Okay.
The neighbor out of nowhere just pulled me off and cussed me out on Sunday, and I like, all I do is work and go home and take care of my farm. I had nothing to do with these people, but he just, like, out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
so,
she's
right.
Really connected,
there is,
you know, that's been communicating.
Yeah. There is a couple of things here that I want to do first, and I'm going to concur with Joni at the same time here because I think this is important. Right, first and foremost, all these negative, horrible people, this is what my guidance mm-hmm. is telling me. Just visualize them all right now, okay? Just bring them into your head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Now visualize a big sack, like as in a, like, you know, a Hessian sack, you know, what you'd use for potatoes or something, and put them in the sack. In your head.
Okay.
So all these people, just like as if you're throwing them away, they are nothing to you. Their energy is nothing to you. Their energy should not be affecting you in any way, shape, or form. Yes, okay, you might get these reactions, but just put them in that big sack right now, okay? And just minimize them as far as you can. And then tell me where your anxiety levels are. Have you done that?
It's a little bit better, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So just now you can tie the sack up and you can pretend to throw them away because they mean nothing to you. Does this make sense?
Okay.
So I'm going to do something now that I'm just going to ask you to just close your eyes. I just want, like everything else, take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Okay. And I'm just taking any cords attached from these people where you've had in the past. I'm just asking the universe to burn all contracts. I'm trying to find out if there's a lesson that you've got to learn from this. Okay. My guides are saying you are to ignore these people. Okay. They mean nothing. They are nothing. And they are nothing in your head. Okay. Because this is your internal peace we are talking about here. Okay. So any connections, so I'm just going to do a quick exorcism of any connections relating to these people that have caused Cindy harm to be removed right now. Okay. I want you to say inside, I forgive myself. Okay. I remove all connections across all timelines, across all lifetimes, across all galaxies. I wrap them up in a ball of light, and I send them up to the universe right now. And take that deep breath, because I just feel that's come. Okay, now we've got you centered and balanced. Now we can start giving you the future. Okay.
Okay, good.
The way I'm getting it with the ex is if he calls you any more hassle, it is harassment. Okay, you need to call the police. That's the way I pick it up. As far as the sisters, and I just want to just forget about all these people. Because what's happening is one person is creating, this is how bullies operate, is they create negativity with others and they influence how they feel. If you just go on about your business and you forget these people exist, then they won't affect you. Now, that will annoy them more. I will say this to you. But just remember, it's not your drama, it's theirs. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Now I want you to stay centered and focused about your future and what you want, because what I do feel is you actually do want to be in a good relationship in the future. And I have felt you wishing to be away from these people. Does that make sense?
Yes, I've been thinking about both, wanting to move, and the doors have not opened for that new place yet. I'm ready to go now.
Okay, this will become visible to you. So my guides have just said this will become visible to you in 3 weeks' time. Okay.
Wow.
I've asked for protection around your job, okay, so they can't sabotage that, even if they try.
Okay.
and I'm just releasing more energy with relation to your ex. He's a nasty piece of work, isn't he? Was he abusive when you were with him?
Very, very. And I left him over a year ago, but he's not
going his own way.
Showing up.
Yeah.
He's using other people to harass him.
Yeah.
And
he's
get information
not
for him
yeah.
about everything.
Yeah. Just remember,
yeah.
he's not got his own way. He's not in control of you anymore, and he doesn't have to be.
That's what he's so angry about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And any form of abuser or controller, once you step away from that situation, and you see it in a lot of controlling and abusive relationships, is once that person takes their power back and they identify with, this is who I am, and I don't really need you in my space because you're vile, then the problem is the power's within you. And what they're trying to do right now is take the power off you. So this is why I said to you at the beginning, put them in a bin, put them in a sack and put them in the bin, because they are nothing to you. They are nothing to your emotions. They are nothing towards your energy. And all that's happening is you're like this beautiful beacon of light and they're sort of prodding it from the outside. Now, if you can't be touched, okay, it will become more annoying for them, but it allows you to move forward in where you want to go. Does that make sense? But they're saying to me, moving will become visible in 3 weeks' time. So I feel there's something going to come up where you're going to go, oh, that's nice. Follow the guidance, okay? My guides are saying, and your guides are saying, and you actually have a mother spirit with you. Does that make sense? Is your mother passed?
I guess that would be my grandma. No, would be my grandmother on my mother's side.
Yeah, this is why I asked, is it as your mother passed? Because I felt that it was a mother, but it was a maternal thing. So it, definitely grandmother. She's a very strong lady. She kept them all in power. She didn't like, and I'm going to say this to you, she didn't like that other idiot. She was glad you walked away.
Mm-hmm.
But you would have been
taken out
of that situation anyway. Yeah. As far as your sister's concerned, I'm being told if she wants to get in a relationship with someone, that's up to her. But, yeah, let him influence who he wants to influence. He's just trying to get at you. And the more you get wound up about it, the more he's going to win. So this is why you need to just keep your energy
I really don't give them – I haven't been giving them any energy back except the only one I have been interacting with is my sister. But, like, the guy she's interacting with that lives next door has been coming over – and I'm kind of thinking
like
my sister's behind the scenes having an affair with him, and I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, I kind of did pick something up like that, so that's why I'm sort of like not like push your sister to one side as well, because she's feeding him information. So this is what I mean. This is why they're saying it's not important. Let them get on with it. You live your life. She'll soon find out. You know, and this is kind of, so my guidance is saying, keep your balance, keep on the straight and narrow, and everything will present itself just at the right time. And you'll be like, thank God, you know, I'm out of here. Bye.
And did you see a new relationship? Like I said, I've been over a year. I've just moved on with my work and been busy and just, you know, focused on work for over a year.
The way I'm getting it is I feel that you had to recover from this first, okay? And I feel that once you're away from the energy of it all, you'll be in a better place to have a relationship. I do feel at the moment some of it is you have been deeply wounded and deeply scarred by what has gone on. They want that energy to clear up first before they bring it, because they want you to have healthy boundaries. Okay, because you do know about that, don't you? If we've got a vulnerable energy and we meet someone, we could meet the same person over and over again. So,
and I was meeting the same type, and then I learned to just walk away. When those red flags come up and they get ugly, I'm like, bye. I mean, I don't even have to say bye. I just like, never look back.
Yeah, I always remember spirit.
Yeah, I just am not going to be around this anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's been over a year, and I'm ready to meet someone new and just, you know, because I spend all my time by myself. So it would be nice to just have somebody to, you know.
I think they're saying to me,
friendship.
Once you're away, there'll be new ones. There'll be someone new coming along. I feel that whilst you're in this vicinity and in this horrible cycle that's been, I feel that trouble would be caused for you. So this is why Spirit is saying they're trying to move you away from there so you can then go on to meet your new partner, and they have said life partner. So it won't be someone that's going to be repeat loop cycle, same and same over. It will be the partner you wanted a long time.
Good.
You deserve it. Just keep those healthy boundaries.
Yes, I do. I do. And do you see when I move then, if it's like in 3 weeks, then...
No, it's you're not moving.
That will show up.
They're saying you'll show at the right place will show up in 3 weeks. And that's really specific.
Okay,
so when spirit come in at that level of specific, it's pretty good.
Right.
So on that note,
I'll be changing jobs.
I'm going to pass you to Joni at this point because, otherwise she'll be like,
awesome.
I've got nothing to say.
Yep, I'm sorry.
Well, together.
You guys are so great. I just have more questions that when I talk to you. You're great. Thanks.
Okay, so you had mentioned this it's kind of abuse, this stalking. I'd like to go in and see if there's a karma that you might have because it's a pattern, and oftentimes there's a reason why, not just the third dimensional reason, there's something lifetime related. So I'm going to go in and see if there's the shop that started it. Going in.
Okay.
You have a glass of water by you?
No, I can get some water in a minute.
Okay. So while you're doing that, I see there is a lifetime and you were quote unquote a wreck and you drank a lot. And you accused people of many things. And this is karmic debt. Simple. Let's see what you were working on in that lifetime with being an alcoholic and very, I'll use the word messy. Now, they don't judge. We're just using adjectives to describe. So I see an older woman with scraggly hair, withdrawn face, and a little bit shaky, having to constantly keep the alcohol going or the DTs would start, the delirium tremens. So, and there was just shouting and accusations, and you were very sad, and you were also afraid. And that a lot of the people that are doing what they are doing to you are people that you yelled at. Let's see what you were working on. Habits. You were interested in knowing what a habit was. You pre-birth planned to do the drink fest. Let's see what you concluded upon passing where negative karma was incurred. I can't do this. I'm not right. There must be something wrong with me. And other people, I don't know who they are, and I can't quite tell. So your discernment skills about who you brought into your life, who you bring into your life now, were fuzzy or are fuzzy. And there's a minimization of your strength. Does that make sense? That sometimes you find a surprise that the person that's in your life is like, whoa! Like, I thought they were okay, but wait a minute. And then you realize in retrospect, that was there, but I didn't really put it together.
Yeah. Yeah, when the mask started coming off, I was like, wow, I should have seen that. Like, I wasn't expecting this, you know.
That is karmic. In the other lifetime, it was difficult because you were soused. There's no judgment. If a person is inebriated, it's difficult for them to make good decision-making, right? And then you go to your path.
That's interesting because, now I don't drink. I never have. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do drugs. I'm a health nut.
Right. Right. And a lot of times a soul's going to go, boy, like when they return home, what a mess. I'm not going to do that again because look what happened. And I incurred that negative karma, and then you have to have a do-over. This is karmic debt. Would you like to get rid of negative karma?
Yes.
Here we go. Cross time and space, forwards and backwards across all generations. The conclusion that you made, well, I'm not all that. My discernment isn't so good. And where you are being stalked and attacked and threatened and
and just this general chaotic situation. Forgive yourself. You say inside, I forgive myself. Forgive everyone and everything. Look at you. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Please, all of you, forgive me. I had unforgiveness towards you. Thank God for these life lessons. So you'll sip water between now when you go to sleep. It helps flush negative energies through the physical body. I want to see from here forward in the third dimension, this physical reality, your life here, how your forgiveness work affects. Caroline said, things repair internally. You feel stronger. I do see movement forward, life improving. Things start to bother you less. You do keep a low profile, but I believe over time in the next few months, I get that some of these people that were warring with you, they get involved in other things. I see them hiding, not necessarily about you, but I don't see them really. I feel like they're done. I feel like the war ended. That contract has ended because you forgave yourself and them. You might feel a little bit warm, which is okay. Now, you're in Florida, you said?
Yes.
So warm in Florida. This isn't rocket science. I'm talking about the temperature of your skin. And again, this is for entertainment purposes. But as Caroline said earlier, we're energy workers. So we do that. This is energy. This is emotions that affect our physical body. When you release the unforgiveness, there's a shift that happens, and I do feel like you might feel like your face is a little warm. You might want to put a hat on. The AC might affect you. You might be like, this is all weird, but it's release, and I feel comfortable. And you might want to journal, or you might want to take notes. You might be writing a book, and your escapades are fabulous. You are very colorful. I believe you write very well, and that you will bring joy to many people with what you write. That's what I've got.
Nice. Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. Please let us know.
Call
again and let us know how things go. We'd love to hear if things calm down and you move forward and you've got a partner.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Right. We'll move on
to
the next
caller.
Thank
you
very much. Hey, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye. Take care.
Okay.
We've got 22 minutes left of the show. My God, it's gone quickly, hasn't it? I mean, it's up to you, Joni. We can extend for half an hour, so we shall see how you feel. Right.
Yes.
Okay. So, next caller is 252. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hi, this is Katie, and I'm calling from New York. I want to tell you both happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thanks. Thank you. You too.
I actually wanted to kind of ask a general question, but you guys have kind of been answering it. I wanted to know about vows and contracts. So I feel like I made a vow when I was like a teenager, right? I was like in a horrible relationship and I wasn't getting my needs met and I was really miserable. And I feel like I made a promise, a vow to myself, like, oh, I'm never going to be in a relationship like this again.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a lot of issues with relationships, I would say, since then. And I wonder, when you're making a vow, a promise, whatever it is, because I feel I had, like, a lot of emotions, like I was crying, I was angry. So I'm wondering, when you make a new vow, right, if I want to clear that vow and I want to make a new vow, a new promise, do you need like a ton of emotions in that as well? Or how do you let go of a vow or a contract?
Okay. I'm going to go. Then Caroline's going to go. And we're both probably going to say similar. I'm just going to say, I believe there's a recipe and that every person is different, but it has to do with the energy that you put into it. If you mean it that much, and that some people believe in have vows that they've made in other lifetimes that carry through. And then if they make a vow and it's not so strong, they already made the vow. So by saying it, oh, whatever, But if you've got a vow from another lifetime, usually there's a bleed through. If you have not pre-birth planned, I mean, excuse me, if you don't have vows from other lifetimes and you make a vow in one incarnation and it's strong enough, it can stick. If it's not so strong, like, oh, I'm never going to have chocolate chip cookies again, and then the next day you have chocolate chip cookies, it means it wasn't strong enough. But if you, it's usually about the emotions. And if you have a vow from another lifetime and then you say it again, you're probably just cementing it more. Now, in terms of you're saying, how do I change the vow or promise?
I feel like I did that when I was a teenager.
Vows and promises
are not
feel comfortable with vows or promises at all. Now, when they even these purists say marriage vows aren't even great because it's a vow. So I don't know about that. I keep that on the shelf. But in terms of vows, I think vows and nevers and shoulds and expectations and promises are setups, and that they can hook you into something. So the way and then I'm going to have, first I'm just going to give my opinion, then Caroline, and then we can both help you, is that you put sacred space around yourself, white light protection, you call upon your guides, the highest version of your higher self, the highest of Christ light, meaning the enlightened ones, and you go, you know, I've figured out. I said that vow, and look where I am. I see the pattern. I don't want it anymore. I break the vow. And across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, any vows of that, and if you want to go nuts, you can go any vows of anything, any nevers, any scripts of anything. I want them broken. I want to be free. And after you and may it be, and so it is, and thanks, yes, you know, for your assistance, and thanks, you know, for need to do anything at their end. And then you put out the visualization of what you would like, not what I must have, should have, and expect. It's, boy, this is what I'm looking forward to, and I believe I deserve it. And if it's for my highest good of all, may it be. That's my take on it. Caroline,
thank you. I love it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Caroline, go for it.
Well, I'm very similar to you. I mean, obviously contracts. So do you feel that you've got any contracts that you have to clear up at the moment, Katie? Obviously, I know Joni's done some of that work with you.
Because there's a contract and a vow, a different a contract maybe with my relatives. Do I have anything with my relatives? Or like, did I make a contract to like play small and not shine my light or not to have money or like something like that?
Well, those are different things. So a vow and a contract are different characters.
Yeah, because obviously a vow is that you made a promise before you came here, or you made a promise in a previous life, or you vowed never to do that again, or you vowed that, you know, so I think that's what you removed, didn't you, Joni, the vows?
Well, I didn't do anything. I gave the suggestion on how to do. We haven't done anything
yet.
We don't even necessarily have to, because you can tell us, if you believe that you are able to do that, then you don't need us, because we're here to give the information and assist and teach, because everyone ultimately is to do this themselves one day.
I don't know, but I could have made something, like I said, I don't know. I know I did one relationship. I remember actually saying that and feeling emotions about that when I was a teenager.
When you were a teenager, So we can remove that right now, because you would have set that energy up.
Okay.
And I think that's the thing. So if you want to do that right now, so I just want you to go back to the time that you made that promise, if you know what that promise was, Just remove the negative energy and remove the energy and the karma attached to this that promise right now. So just visualize yourself doing that promise as you did as a teenager, right? And remove that thought train right now. Okay, just breathe it in through the nose and out through the mouth. Just visualize yourself saying that promise, and just visualize as the words come out of your mouth when you were a teenager to disintegrate, so it doesn't manifest into the physical. Releasing that energy right now. That feels better. That feels like you have released something. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. I want to kind of like read up about this type of stuff. I want, you know, because I was just wondering, what kind of is the I was just wondering, what's the difference with the two? Or, but I do want to, maybe learn about it or watch some video, watch some videos or something.
Well, I think the thing is, I think the best thing to say is for contracts, these are spiritual contracts. So when me and Joni talk about contracts, there is a thing called the Akashic Records. So basically, before we have the belief system that before we come as a soul, we say, hey, I've had this many lifetimes, I need to learn these lessons. Because as a spirit and as a soul, you feel love. Feel any other emotions but love, okay? So we come here to learn because we can actually have those emotions, we can experience those emotions, whether negative or positive. They are still a learning experience. So the thing is, there's been a whole thing about negative emotions. Negative energy is not good. Negative emotions are not good, but it's impossible to be positive all the time. Well, I find it, I have found it challenging.
Right.
So the thing is, we are here as a human. We are a soul in a human body looking to have experience. So if you are born to a family, you have contracts with all of that family. Then also, like when I went on my spiritual courses, and I met the people, I have a soul contract with those people. And the thing is, there's certain contracts, and me and Joni were talking about this only last week, so I just hold myself as an example. So obviously, I've had some kind of issues, shall we say, at work, and what I keep attracting, so this is just a fine example, is I actually said to Joni this, and I will repeat myself because it's quite funny, is I keep coming into bullying bosses. So, and I'm like, I'm done. I've had enough of this. This is 5 times now. This is literally ridiculous. I have people that talk to me like an idiot. And it's kind of like, and I said, I'm done. I'm absolutely done. I don't even know what I've got to learn. I've bought it. I've gone quietly, all of this stuff. But the bottom line is I am a caring and empathetic person. And I work in a very technical and analytical environment most of the time. So then these people, I'm like, it's like never the twain shall meet, if that makes any sense. It's like I'm left brain, right brain, where a lot of people I work with are very left brain. That's all I'm going to say to you. So I'm like the sensitive amongst the harsh, logical, technical. So I actually said to Joni, I'm done. I'm absolutely done. I don't know what more I've got to learn. I've fought it. I've been okay with it. I've done this, And Joni was like, all the contracts you've learned. And we knew 2 weeks ago I was going to be leaving where I was because I had learned my lessons. My contracts were done. I fulfilled my life purpose in learning. So I just hope to God I don't attract it again. And that's the thing. So then at that point, when your contract is done and you have learned all the lessons that you needed to learn, then you can go into the Akashic Records and release the contracts. So, for instance, you could be born into a family. So, for instance, there's a lot of talk about indigo children. So, for instance, an indigo child is a child that comes in that's very spiritually aware. They were here to help with the progression of our evolution, shall we say. And therefore, they come in very sensitive. They're old souls. I'm an indigo child. Joni's probably an indigo child.
I'm a yellow. I'm very sensitive and empathic too.
So the thing is, we come in with a huge amount of life lessons because we've been through a lot. But I had this conversation with my guides once and said, why is it so hard? And their response was, you're an old soul. We wouldn't give you what you couldn't cope with. Which is sometimes...
Go ahead.
Yes.
Well, just want to say about contracts that there are contracts that we agree to do with other souls before we come in. And we also sometimes make contracts after we've incarnated where our higher self make an agreement with another soul and that there are ones. So if you don't want a certain, I call a contract like an agreement. It could be with a soul, it could be a human, an animal, an institution. You can put it out there that you're done now. I never believe that it's going to be done, because if for some reason you're being of service, or it's karmic debt, or your higher self knows better, but your third dimensional soul just doesn't realize it, it could go on longer than you would like. But I believe the supplication to the guides, to the higher ones, and saying, hey, really, I don't want this anymore. It at least, mm-hmm. you're putting out your bid to end the contract.
Mm.
So
okay.
I have tried to break certain contracts and they didn't break. And then I go, boy, am I really the old soul? And I must have been in training before this incarnation, and I got to do this. And I don't like it. And now I realize I can't, So it's a lot of, there's a lot of intention and heart.
Mm-hmm.
that goes into it, and then you let it go, and then you say, and if it's for my highest good and the highest good of all, may it be.
Yeah. And I think and that's when, you know, when you are kind of in that place where you've had that soul agreement, you've gone through that lesson or whatever you needed to learn from that experience, and then it's done. And like, I agree with Joni, there's certain ones where it's not done. But you know which ones you can release and what you can't release. And that's kind of where we're at. So that is what about contracts are. But you can go into the Akashic Records.
Right.
And that's why we talk about cutting the ties as well. Because obviously, if, for instance, you've had a romantic relationship with someone, you've formed a spiritual connection with them. When we talk about cutting the ties, that's to release that connection. So you don't have to be influenced by that energy anymore. So there's lots of things there to learn.
Yes, thank you. I'm definitely going to do it. I just wanted to, I don't need y'all to do it. I'm going to do it myself. I just want to know what money is that, like, say, if I feel like I have something where I think people are going to be jealous if I have money, but I just want to know, did I make a vow to, like, dim my light or not have money or, like, sacrifice it so I could be loved by them? But I wonder, is that a vow or a contract?
Right. Well, I would actually look at that and say, do you want to fit in? Because the thing is, sometimes when we want to fit in.
Not anymore. Not anymore. Like,
yeah.
you might have made a decision ages ago
that I want to fit in.
Right.
And because of the people that are your friends or relatives, you're like, oh, I can't be too wealthy because they might not like me anymore. So then you've instantaneously shrunk your own energy. Before you've even started. So you have placed what's known as, in NLP terms, a limiting belief. So you've limited yourself.
It may not be. Okay.
Yeah.
But you're saying it may not be like a contract or
something
like that.
No, that's just your own inner psyche. And that's what I would say is, like, it's working on those beliefs. Like, you know, it's, I believe I can be wealthy. I believe. And the thing is, I think we are brought up values, and it is nature versus nurture. And you might have been told in the past, oh, you can't achieve much more than that, or you can't do this. And it's about that break of belief, and that break of belief then can affect the level of manifestation. So, yeah, lots to work on for you.
Thank you. I love it. Thank you. I'm definitely going to find out more about it. Thank you.
Good luck.
And let us know, Anna. Yeah, let us know.
Thank you.
Okay.
Happy holidays.
And you. Happy holidays. Right. Okay. So we have 6 minutes left of the show, Joni. It's really up to you. I can extend if you want to. Or we can say goodbye. We have five.
Yeah, let's do it.
You sure? Okay.
Yeah.
So I have just extended us by half an hour. Okay. So we are carrying on. So I'm coming to the next caller now, which is 884.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
You're speaking to Caroline and Joni. Who are we speaking to?
My name is Stan. I'm calling from the Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina. How y'all doing?
Very good. How are you?
Good.
I want to sing a song when you say. Yeah, I think it is. I want to sing a song when you, sorry, for me, I do apologize. I want to sing a song when I hear you say the Blue Ridge Mountains, but I'll stop it.
You want me to wait for you to do that?
No, it's fine. Honestly, I won't.
Okay. It's your show.
No, it's That's, fine. You carry on. So how can we help anyway?
Oh, I don't know. You would know. Let's see. How do we take this down to a question? I was identifying with, a little bit with your first caller, Bren. I mean, I've been on since you turned the lights on. Yeah, a little bit. But, yeah, I'm actually, I just turned 70 in November. It feels weird. This year has been really kind of wild roller coaster. I finished up a divorce, and I have a 8-year-old son, and we got the roller coaster of trying to figure out getting agreements on custody and all that. It finally got worked out, like a miracle. And I have some spiritual gifts. I've been I'm certified in one particular healing modality. And since all this stuff has been resolved, the relationship and the child and all that, I've been anticipating that I would, you know, sort of launch a practice here. And then recently I found my my son's mother. She remarried and they have moved to a community that's an hour away. So I've got to figure out how to move there, find a place to live. This is the deal. I have been feeling this sort of like economic pressure to get something going that brings some money in. And every time when I have some time, because I have my son a week at a time, so I have a week off, I get ready to engage, and it just, I don't, it feels like there's something that's preventing me from engaging, and I go between feeling like, well, there's something, this, there's something not quite right about this, there's something else that's coming in, or is, if I got some kind of fear or something. And I go from, depending on the day, I go from being totally confident and having faith that my divine leads me to where I need to go, and it's just going to be natural, all right, to the other end of that is I got to get something going, Adam. I mean, what are we going to do here? You know, what's up? So I've been following my guidance. It's the thing that led me to this woman I had this relationship with. I didn't need to have another child because I have two adult sons. But I've been following my guidance since 2006, and it looks like I took a little detour with this relationship because I didn't realize that I had gotten involved with a narcissist, or I didn't actually know what that was until we split up. Until we split up, and I realized what had happened to me. I sort of got off track of my my spiritual path. So me out there, whatever you want to give me back, I'd really appreciate it. And I'll sit here and listen.
Caroline, go for it.
Okay, right. Yeah, I'm still here. I was on mute. Can you hear me okay? Right, okay, Stan. Right, when you said, obviously, you took you off your path, I do think sometimes we do have relationships. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to last a lifetime, but there's a lesson to come out of that, and you definitely had that lesson from that relationship. I'm actually not being given anything about this particular woman. I just feel that you needed time to heal after that situation. But what my guides are saying is you are kind of ready now, if that makes any sense, to have the way they're saying it to me is, and it's not my words, and Journey will tell you this, to have a blossoming romance. So I do feel that that's kind of on the horizon. Okay, so we want to forget the past. Okay, with regards to your son right now, I just feel that you've just had this block that you can't approach him. Is that right? That's the way that's what you said, isn't it, more or less? It's like there's something stopping you from reaching out to say, hey, how are you doing, or
My son?
Did you say it was finance? Oh, finance. It was all right. I heard that incorrectly then.
Yeah.
My son and I are definitely in tune. He's a gift. And my life, I want the best years of my, I feel like the best years of my life are ahead of me. And my son is like, everything kind of centers around my time with him, even though I've got other things. There's more I'm supposed to be doing. Okay. There's more I'm supposed to be doing in addition to, being, a guide for my son.
Yeah.
So.
So I think it's more about the financial things, isn't it? To get going with, really. There is lots of skills that you have. And I'm being asked to say to you, what do you want to do? If I was to sit here right now and say, what do you want to do? What would your answer be?
Well, I think about when I was, there was a period, within this corporate environment for many years, and I left that about 18 years ago, and it got set up with politics and lack of integrity. I said, I can't work for somebody else. You know, this is bullshit. So I went back some of my skills I had when I was a young man. I was a carpenter, and I was doing remodeling work, and I got a lot of pleasure out of that. And what I really want to do is be able to just find some money, buy a house, work on it, and create a nice environment for my son. I feel like there's a way that money can happen besides just working my tail off, right?
Oh, absolutely. So, and that's called manifestation.
So,
but however, you do have to do something physical in exchange for energy.
Yeah.
Which will help.
And so go ahead.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about doing spiritual workshops? Or having a healing center of sorts?
That's the healing center thing really sort of was in my field for several months, because when my former wife and I split up July a year ago, I didn't know where to go, what to do, so I went to my family's farm. In Virginia. It's an old farm, and I always had this great envision of bringing that place back to life and having a healing center there. And
I feel that you should. Yeah, that's where I'm kind of really picking up. Sort of, I'm feeling a real strong resonance. Yeah.
Yeah, this year has been really crazy. Where I thought I was going to have to go to court and spend all this money, and just, I was getting.
Yeah.
Blasted all the time, and then out of the blue, it was crazy. One day I went by to pick up my son, and I started talking to her new husband in the driveway, and he and I are able to talk. So
good.
The next thing I know, I'm over at their house about a couple of days later. I thought, well, what's this going to be like? I'm going into the Lion's Den. And we just worked it all out, and then she became this nice person. And anyway, where I was going with that is I feel that stuff we tried to work out before when I was working from the farm and coming back and forth every week to see my son and take him back with me, I was driving 5 hours one way and 5 hours the other way just to get him for a week.
That's fair enough. So it's just about arranging. I think the thing what I'm picking up is you could actually resurrect that, you know, I feel that it is, but what you could have it as, like, instead of you going back and forth, is like you are where you are, but you run courses or you have a center where that happens. And I also feel that I'm being told to say, I've got a mother figure with me in spirit. I don't know whether it's your mother. Very soft, gentle energy, really lovely lady, really motherly spirit. Does that make sense? And it's sort of like, I don't know, I just feel like she the type of person that if you walked out the door, you'd have like your sandwiches, you know, sort of your lunch already made up and, you know, you're on your way out. You would just, I feel that your mother was a really loving spirit. Does that make sense? You might.
She's one of my grandmothers. I think you got.
Yeah.
One of my grandmothers.
Yeah.
When she was very young. One of my grandmothers died when she was very young, and I never knew her personally. And the other one was 83 when she passed, and she was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel that she's with you very much. She's kind of guided you a little bit with all of this. But I also, there's two things. Like when you mention your restoration work, I really feel that you should look at sort of renovating old chairs and things like that, because I think for some reason I'm being told you're good at upholstery, you know, so that could be an option. And the other, I do feel that you could actually, you know, sort of resurrect a healing sanctuary thing. Don't necessarily have it as a total base where you're driving back and forth for 5 hours, but very much a case of that you set it up so it's ready and waiting, and then, you know, you book people on it, and then you take people on like almost like a pilgrimage, and you do workshops, you know, where you're actually running healing courses. And it's sort of, they're showing me sort of, I don't know whether they're showing me very much space, you know, sitting there with your crystal bowls and meditation in a circle, that kind of thing. So it's a real, real, real retreat kind of environment. And I'm being told it's a retreat for you, not as well as the people that are coming in. So that's what I'm picking up. What I am going to do is hand you to Joni now and obviously see what her thoughts are on all of this.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I'm going to replay this. It's inspiring for you to tell me this, because I've been exposed to all that stuff you just described. Yeah. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, I will say that Caroline picked up on the workshops, and the first thing that I got was having people be in a circle and talking. And I believe that you have the ability to gather people, like-minded, the spiritual ones, and teach. And I feel that you have many gifts and that you've just scratched the surface. So
Sorry, Joni, as we're sitting in the circle. Remember, we both said exactly the same then. So our guide has just given us exactly the same picture.
There's validation. It's the tag team show. So, So in terms of what you had shared, I would like to go in, if you would like to put more meaning to why things went, quote unquote, off track for a few years and where you are today. Is that okay?
Okay, that's fine. I mean,
there are many ways we can go in for assistance. Also, regarding the economic pressure, I'm not sure. What would you like? Because Caroline gave a lot. What comes to fore?
I feel like I have released, come to terms, let go, yada, yada, of whatever happened with my relationship with my son's mother. I'm not questioning any of that anymore. It's not like, what the hell happened? You know, it's like, okay, you know, we're moving forward.
How can I assist?
Moving forward, anything that's about moving forward.
I'm going to go in.
Yeah, if there's anything that might be in the way or something that is in the distance that I'm to focus on, that will, you know, you got to have a vision. You know, you got to have a vision if you're going to be successful and get through the hard times.
I went in and there's a block, a karmic block, and that you have instructed people, but you forced your way, and you had difficulty expressing to others what you needed to share. You would diverge from center, you would go off on tangents, and then there was also a repetition. There was the gerbil wheel that you would go on, and you would repeat. So let's see what you were working on that got you off course with teaching.
Is this a past life thing you're talking about?
Oh, these are of the other lifetime, karma from a negative karma occurred from another lifetime.
Okay.
And what you get is, hang on, I'm going to go in again for that.
Okay.
You had to know. You were working on letting go of control, the gray, being in the gray area, allowing, as well as dispersing information as it came in, disseminating information, however you want to call it. Let's see what negative karma was incurred, what happened that tripped you up over there. Ah, that's the imposter syndrome. Have you heard of that new term?
I don't know.
It's this new term. Oh, I must be a lie. I can't be that good. It can't be. It's someone else. It's not I. So you go to your past, other lifetime. I don't got the goods. It can't be. That there's this new term that was coined called imposter syndrome, and there's just more and more talk among the younger folks about this. You come in here in this lifetime, there's more of a wavery. It's an energy that's not quite, it's not self-assured to the point of solid. And let's get rid of the negative karma. Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, where you concluded upon your passing, I'm not all that, it can't be, that would create you here to not have the solid foundation enough to bring it on, that you have the goods, you have the gifts, you have the truth, you have, but there's a repetition of moving away from center, just like as if the car is on the road, but it just lists to the right just a little bit. And we ball them all up and you say inside, I forgive myself. Yeah. Forgive everyone and everything. Everyone and everything's forgiveness. Thank God for these life lessons. God not being separate from. Look at you. So I see that your hands were in a handshake with quite a number of souls and you were stuck. And I see the release. This kind of tag teams. Caroline, doesn't it tag team with the other caller regarding breaking contracts?
Absolutely.
So I'm seeing that you were in agreement. I see handshakes and you let go. You are released. And I see that there was a burden that you had. And I see it's demolished, which is fabulous. Let's see from here forward what it's like for you now that you did the energetic forgiveness work. Yeah. I see people being attracted to what you have to say. I see you soliciting your services. I do see energy work. I see you give you disseminate practical information. Other people, quote unquote, come on board. It's either in your home or at another location. And I don't know, they use the term star, like you'll be a star, not in terms of fame and fortune, but you will be known. It feels very community.
Mm.
And you also function as a storyteller. So I believe that in your relating stories about your childhood and encouraging others to share their stories, that there is much, much healing. And I know you said Blue Ridge Mountains, it's going to sound like that it's not rocket science, but are you all about the trees?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you all about the trees?
Hmm.
The forest?
I'm really into trees.
Yeah, I believe that some of your locations where you have a get-together or a retreat will be in remote foresty locations where you could hear a pin drop at night.
Okay.
That is what they say, and I hope it is.
This is very cool. Joni and Carolyn, I really appreciate it. I'm glad I hung in there. I'm glad I thought to make the call. I went on, I haven't been to your show before, and I was looking at Blog Talk's agenda for the day, and I was curious about you folks, so I went and listened to a previous episode, and I went, this is cool. So it is.
Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
And yeah. That's pretty cool because we extended the show, and so it was divinely ordered. Caroline decided to do that, and that was part of the plan. It was like the chess pawns, you know, the chessboard pieces. And you were guided and you showed up. The show is extended and here you are. So bless you.
Yeah, bless
thank you,
indeed.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Right.
You take
beautiful.
Care now. Take care.
No,
thank
follow
so
the
much.
Show and let us know in future shows.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be back next month on the 18th of Jan. Okay, take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right, okay. Well, when I extended and all the callers that were waiting went off and then came back again, for some reason. So we have 30 minutes left. We have 8 callers. So I think we're going to have to do a very, very quick one. But I am going to say, it's like, so I'm going back to the top. So 868, I'm coming to you now. Hi. You're talking to Caroline. And
hello.
Who are we speaking to? Hi. Who
speaking to Alicia.
Alicia, did you say?
Linda.
And where are
you?
And where are you from, Linda?
I'm calling from New York.
Oh, hi. And how can we help? We'll do it very quick.
I want to know about my career, because I'm not happy with my career, but I'm not right now.
What do you do?
Security.
How long? How long have you been doing it?
For years.
Okay. I think it's my turn.
It is?
Okay, I'm going in. Let's see. Have you thought of doing something in criminal work? Like something with police and getting involved?
No.
Do you like kids?
Yeah.
Did you ever think of working in something regarding children? I feel like you have this way. Would you?
Yeah, I would.
Oh. Do you know any people who have connections? Where you could get a
reference?
Yeah, daycare or something. Or nannying or driving them around, like parents need help with the kids. I just feel like you've got this. Oh, you're so good. Did you want to do something with kids first? And then you ended up in security?
No. But I hear that a lot.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, honey. Fine. Do you have any connections?
I don't know why, but kids, I just attract a lot of kids. They love me.
Oh, they love you. Oh, my God. I'm going to pass you on to Caroline and see whether she gets a hit. But I'm all over this. I'm like, when is she going to give up that badge and that stick and go over and help the children? They love you. They be all
yes, I get the same, to be honest. And I feel that you could go into teaching. The worst I'm getting is it will be far more fulfilling, because at the moment what I feel is where you're at, it's like very day in, day out, same I'm sorry to say this, but the words are same shit, different day, you know? And you kind of start what you're doing, you take a deep sigh at your desk, and you're like, yeah, I suppose I need to do what I need to do. There's no fulfillment.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel that, don't know why, you're good at it, you know, you can carry on if you want. There's no danger there. I don't feel there's any danger. I feel there's as I'm getting, if there's a couple of bitchy women sitting around you, if that makes sense, and I don't feel it's helped you on any level. And I think, you know, I think you have to put workplace. You can love your job, but if your environment's wrong, you can. So I think the first things first is, if I was to say to you, like, do you actually enjoy what you do? And if you do, is it just because of the people around you that's creating the problem?
Yeah, I would say that, yeah.
Yeah, so I kind of feel that is, have you started looking already, or you just kind of gone into this, I don't think I'm good at what I can do? And you've lost a lot, the words I'm getting from my guides is you've lost a lot of confidence as well.
Yeah. I want to write music. Like, I want to do a lot of stuff, write music, you know, school. It's a lot of stuff that I'm connected to.
Yeah, and I think this is the time where it's a bit of a life laundry right now for you. So what is, you could don't think you'll feel very fulfilled or very happy for a while. But I also feel for you, you have this kind of whole creative streak that you've wanted to sort of, you've wanted to try to grow, but you haven't been able to grow it. Does that make sense? And I think for you, I think you need to take some, it's like, yes, you need to pay the bills still. And I am being told, yes, you need to take some time out. But I also feel, have you ever thought as well, and this is the other thing that I am picking up, and I don't know whether you ever thought about this, but you know, sometimes when you get schools and you get teachers and they come in and do a screen, they do a test, that makes sense. Are you doing anything like that?
I didn't hear what you said, you're breaking up.
Right, okay, so you know, sort of like, I don't know whether you have it over there, over here, okay, like when I was in primary school, to have like travelling theatre companies would come to the different schools and do different plays and things. Do you know, do anything like that?
No, I don't know if it's good or something like that.
Yeah, because at the moment, sort of the way I'm feeling is I feel you're very much in an administrative role, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is kind of like, yeah, you're doing your day-to-day job. You can do it with your eyes closed. You're a little bit bored, a little bit tired, a little bit fed up with the office politics. That's how I'm feeling that you are. Okay. So there is, and they are showing me there's two options here. You can, well, there's three actually. You can stay where you are, and that's fine. Okay. It'll pass. These people will disappear. I feel you'll feel better about your working life again. Okay. Or you could look for another job in the same vein, and I feel that would be fine too, okay? And I do feel you would find a new job quite quickly, okay? Or the other option is to stay where you are and think about what you really want to do. Now, I do feel, as Joni picked up as well, is that you could actually teach children. So start off by being a nursery nurse or a nursery assistant. But I feel that then you need to, I feel your brain is quite active and you need to be doing more. So I feel that, and you get a lot of fulfillment about that. So
yeah.
I feel that the moment there's lots of choices, it's just about you deciphering which one you want. I do believe, and I will say this, I do believe in your office, if the situation changed, you would enjoy your job again.
Yeah.
But I just feel that there's been some frustration because it almost feels like, I feel when you walk in the office, you like shrink into the corner and your energy goes low.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that kind of needs to change a little bit. So I'm just going to do something to see if we can shift that energy around, because I want you to go back into the office feeling confident. The other ladies that are there, they actually don't like you because they actually see you as very confident and very independent, and they are not. Okay. So I'm just going to sort of just ask you to go inside yourself for a second and just feel how you believe in yourself. I'm going to give you some pink. I'm sending you some pink energy here. So this is self-love and self-worth, okay? So just breathe that in through the nose. Just visualize that pink energy coming towards you right now. Just breathe it in. Allowing yourself to feel good. Okay. Okay, so I'm just seeing a load of dark energy lift around you, which is really positive, and I feel you feel different tomorrow. Now, what you might find is when you go into work, people will react differently towards you, okay? That's okay. It's fine. But I feel that you need to feel the love again, for sure.
Yes.
So I would actually say to have a look at those various options and see how you feel. But I do feel that something will be definite. You will make the change by, I'm getting March of next year, so I kind of feel that, you know, you will have a think about what you want, and then it'll be March where it comes to fruition, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that helps.
Yeah, it helps a lot. Thank you.
Okay.
Happy holidays.
No problem. Yeah, happy holidays, and lovely to speak to you.
Thank you.
You take care now. Bye-bye.
So what happens?
Yeah. Right. Okay. So that is going to be our last call of the show. We've got 3 minutes left. So thank you, everyone, for calling in. It's been absolutely fantastic today. And we really appreciate those who called us. If you are new to the show and you've been reading from us, you know, please remember to follow the show. So, you know, we are actually back on the 18th of January. The link is already there. So please follow. And like and share, because obviously, you know, we do like people to know about us. You know, you can go into the blog talk and you can actually share that show with your friends and everything else. Okay, Joni, would you like to tell everyone how to contact you? And what I will say is, for all of this show is a free show. We choose to do it because we offer service. Obviously, if you come to us personally, this is a you know, it will be a chargeable service. But the reason why we do this show, so me and Joni can actually showcase what we do. And obviously, we are being of service, of course. So, Joni, would you like to tell everyone where people can contact you?
Sure. You could find me at joniswhitelighthealing.com. I also have a YouTube channel. Please like, share, comment, and subscribe. Press the bell all icon. And I'm in North Central New Jersey, and I offer Skype and FaceTime and Facebook video, phone, and in person for the folks who are local to me. And, Caroline, how can people find you?
Same thing. You can find me on my website, www.crystalheartpsychics. If you don't want to speak to me directly, I have other readers available online 24/7. I have a Crystal Heart Psychics Facebook page. I also am Caroline Crystal Heart, but when you friend me, please send me a message and tell me who you are and where you're from and obviously how you met. You can email me at caroline@crystalheartpsychics.com because I will do a reading over the telephone or via Messenger or Skype or whichever channel or even WhatsApp for that matter. The only thing I don't have is FaceTime because I haven't got an iPhone. So, yeah, that is myself. Obviously, again, my services, if you speak to me privately, are chargeable. But obviously, you know, that is something that we talk about at the time. So we will be back on the 18th of January. The link is already in the show page. So please go to it, share and like. And obviously, we will say happy holidays.
And I want to say to you, Caroline, what a fantastic 2022 with you. And I look forward to bringing in another year for fabulous memories.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you've told everyone where they can get you, Joni, haven't you?
Yes.
Sorry, I forgot. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, happy holidays and happy new year, everyone.
Happy
and again, thank
holidays.
You to everybody that's called in this whole of this year. And we look forward to
yes.
seeing you in 2023.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. I'm just going to play a last song out sung by my good friend, Kirsten Smitten, which is I Bloody Love You.
Hello, sunshine, on a rainy day. I can feel your warmth radiate on my face. I know I'm not like these other girls. I often don't talk to you, 'cause I live in my own world. I love you. Sometimes I don't say it.